Recording sound. I mean, it's still reporting sound.
Okay, good.
For longer than it did before. We're still not at. I got all these bumps. Okay. We're still at 50 seconds and we'll start broadcasting. And this is Rachel and Sarah with day 35 of Atlanta to the Atlantic.
We are, wait, where did my phone go? Cause I need to be, okay, here we go. It's here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're doing backup. Yeah, and this is our last night camping on a sandbar by ourselves.
Yep.
I mean, we haven't actually been by ourselves very much, so that also feels novel, but we have been on sandbars a lot with other people. So it feels kind of weird to note, cause we know tomorrow we're going to be with
a lot of people with Paddle Georgia.
Yeah. So, this is the, and then we're going to be, it's on Cindy's boat, and then we're going to be in Sapelo.
Yeah. So,
woo!
We've done a great feat.
We're not done yet.
We're not done yet. No, we're definitely not.
But we're just so close.
Yeah.
And the moon is bright and full and shining right over the water and
we've got sturgeon jumping tantalizingly close to us.
And I really desperately want to see one because I keep on hearing them. And then, I mean, it happens rarely. It's not all the time. But then there's like these huge splashes. But then by the time I turn my head, they're, of course, underwater again.
And I've seen about four of them. So
I'm very jealous.
They're huge. They're about 5 feet long. And
that's
crazy.
That's like bigger than the
alligator.
I know.
Yeah, they're massive. And they just fly up into the air and hover and splash back down like a big belly flop. That's pretty amazing.
I really need to see one. I'm going to be very sad if I don't. But we have, we did see two more gators today.
I saw a lot of gators.
You saw more,
yeah.
But I'm up to six total for the trip.
But
we saw one big one.
One big one, and I saw two little ones today. No, three little ones today. I saw two in the morning and one little one.
I saw those two. Yeah. So six total. I'm tracking.
And started today
separately,
and I left early-ish. Not really that early. I left about 8:30, and had a really nice slow paddle, and it's really, even though it was kind of later than the nice part of the morning, it was still like misty and slow water and just really calm.
The frogs. There's like one frog that's cracking me up right now with this tone.
So, yeah, I mean, I didn't have a very momentous morning in terms of any kinds of encounters. Saw a bit of wildlife, had a really gentle kind of float. I wasn't really trying to move too fast. We're in the midst of, we're on the same path as this Paddle Georgia group, which is paddling the same portion of the river that we are. And intersected with the earlier parts of that group because it's like, I don't know, 180 people, something like that, that are doing the same path as us. So there's like...
Or 300 over the course of the week.
Yeah.
That they're doing different days. So.
Yeah.
That thermosol.
And so I had lots of like little nice conversations with people in passing. And then got to a sandbar where I set myself up and just kind of had a really pretty chill time talking to people. And that's pretty much what my
morning
was.
Did people keep on saying to you, are you the other person doing it in the Atlantic? So I decided to have a later, just like relax this morning a little bit. I was trying to get ready to go, but I kept on getting stopped because shortly after Rachel left, I like made my oatmeal and I was eating it. And then pretty quickly, the Paddle Georgia people started coming. And there were two things. One was that, well, they all were like, did you camp here? They all wanted to talk, which was lovely, but also, you know, a conversation, which distracted me from packing up. And then also there had been this big garbage bag at the sandbar, and I didn't feel comfortable leaving that garbage bag. It was like hanging from a tree when we arrived last night, and I didn't feel comfortable just leaving it there after we had had such a lovely night on the sandbar. It just didn't feel right. So I was determined to find someone who would help take it, because it was so big that there was like no way it would fit on top of my kayak, which already has a gazillion things strapped to the top of it. So So I tried to track down a canoe. So I was basically like hollering over to the people who came close to shore. And luckily there were two lovely folks who offered, or, you know, who I asked to take a garbage bag, and they kind of, they were like, sure. And then I was like, it's kind of big. And they were like, okay, can you go get it? And so then I like tore it. I took it down. I put all there were other like bottles and cans that were around there. Someone clearly had a very good party. And there was definitely a critter that got into it last night, because when we arrived yesterday, it was like a pure black bag. And today it was ripped open a little bit. So anyway, we did our good duty, and the two lovely people whose names I can't remember from Paddle Georgia, they get the award for cleaning up today because they took it in their canoe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to tell another story about mosquitoes from last night, which was that we had some rain last night.
We had a good rain.
Two good rains, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Anyway, the rain that happened around 3 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was a little earlier, I don't remember, but I woke up, I realized that my rain fly had been open on the side because I was trying to get some air. So I somehow in my sleep, like, managed to close the rain fly, but I forgot I just was so asleep that I didn't do it. I did not close the tent, because about an hour later, I woke up and there were like mosquitoes buzzing all around me. So basically, I realized that I hadn't closed my tent when I closed the rain fly. And then I went on a mission to kill all the bugs inside my tent.
Ooh.
And that meant that I was awake for a long while and trying to kill bugs. And it's so unlike me. I don't know. It was weird. It was a very strange experience.
I bet you went on Instagram and started playing music, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I heard a lot of, like, there were a lot of animal noises around us last night, which is cool.
I heard bird steps, and I really thought Rachel was, like, outside my tent.
I wasn't outside.
It was,
my tent.
No.
I was in my tent. I did not get out of my tent last night. And, you know, you do hear things like running and then splashing in the water that are quite large. Probably turtles. Probably turtles.
Oh, my God.
But you don't know. And things kind of snorting and puffing. Could be gators, could be hogs. Could be deer. But then I heard some random music playing on a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I can deal with all those four-legged critters, but if there is some joker here walking around that is playing some music and trying to hide it, you know, I need to make. I would be worried about a human, right, doing that. So I was like, Sarah, and luckily it was her.
It was me checking Instagram and not realizing that my volume was on. Because I actually had service last night, which I no longer have.
Yeah, and
anyway.
Then I was at the sandbar for a long time.
Oh, yeah, and I... Oh, yeah, so
which
anyway...
Which is fine.
To wrap up...
I like
up,
being at the sandbar a long time.
I know, but you did... But we had no siesta. Yesterday and today, we had no, like, actual
rest.
Nap,
yeah.
Which is a little sad. Let's make sure we do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but eventually Kit came by, and I was not done packing yet, but I was getting close, and so, of course, we chatted, and he won, you know, we decided to paddle together. And
you did.
And we did. And it was like a really nice, slow paddle. I think Kit has been paddling for a long time. He loves it so much. And it is also sort of painful for him because of his back.
Do you see that?
No, because it's dark. It's dark. Saw a big splash, but I did not see the fish.
They're like small dolphins.
I know. Yeah. Okay, tomorrow. If I get up early, will I see them, do you think?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Motivator. Anyway, so Kit, so he has a lot of pain when he paddles, which is hard to, I feel for him a lot, but he loves it so much. So anyway, we were going nice and slow and taking our time and chit-chatting, and I had the camera face towards me for the first time and face towards Kit because he was like right behind me most of the time. And I don't know, it probably wasn't interesting for as long as it was on there, but that's what it was for the live stream cam. So anyway, we have that shot now. Never again, we don't need it anymore. But yeah, so we finally arrived at the Sambra. Rachel thought we might have passed her. It was pretty late. So, but it was nice. It was nice to just be relaxed and like mm-hmm. not worry about getting anywhere and floating. It was a lot of floating, which is lovely.
And we are coming quite closely to the end of this whole journey. So, so there's like, I don't know, feeling of nostalgia for different portions of the trip and different people we were with and different plants that were, you know, prominent at different places along the trip. So Sarah and I were talking about, after we hung out with the rest of the Paddle Georgia people, we were talking about what happens next with all of the ways that we'll show this work.
As long as we survive and execute it.
Yeah. Where there is a tropical system
storm.
Situation swirling around where we're going into. So we'll just take it one bit at a time and hope that we can thread that needle again.
And our evening paddle was lovely, mm-hmm. actually, or our late afternoon evening. It's so nice to be there when the light is getting, like, really... Yeah. Powerful, but it's not so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's kind of like the mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golden.
I'm a golden hour later person. Yeah. And there were these great, like, big bluffs that were uh-huh. sandbar bluffs, which were interesting. Or sand, not sandbar,
yeah.
but sand bluffs. Yeah.
Quite high.
They were very interesting. Yeah. And right now we're sitting across from this stick that's bobbing up and down, and it looks like when we first arrived, I was like, there's an animal thrashing. But no.
It's just a submerged
It is a
tree.
Kinetic sculpture
yeah.
of the river that is letting its presence be known. Maybe you can hear it on this dispatch.
Amongst
Maybe
the
not.
The frogs and the crickets. And yeah. our voices.
Oh, that moon.
It's beautiful. I've got a really bad, like,
oh,
skin
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
I've got bumps
That's
all over the place. I don't know what kind of... it doesn't feel like poison ivy because it doesn't itch or sting. Right? So it's, like, not really bad in terms of, like, how it could feel, but it's kind of all over. So
mm-hmm.
disconcerting to have a skin... irritation, but
so getting kind of ready to be done.
My body is saying, all right, you need to be taken care of.
I'm nostalgic for the frogs at Jackson Lake right now.
Mm.
What are you nostalgic for?
The catalpa flowers.
Yeah. Oh my god, there's gonna be so much to process.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next 3 years of our lives. Just kidding.
it's interesting to be at this phase of the journey. And yeah, because it has that, like, it's been such a long process that we've taken, like, one intense bit at a time, and now we've got both a lot of, you know, the end leg of the journey, and then the next phase of making work and sharing work, and also, like, memories of how far we've come. So
yeah,
that's all very present at the same time right now.
Yeah. What's that feeling for you? What does it feel like?
It's kind of like an infinity symbol, you know? It's like, well, it's like something that's like simultaneously moving, like, from that's situated right now, but moving into the future and dovetailing back to the past and kind of swirling or cycling between itself, you know? So it's not like, it's nothing I would qualify as like, that's a great feeling or it's a terrible feeling. It's a dynamic feeling that has like, that's weaving together both like situated in the present, but weaving together the past and the future in a flow.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that moon.
That moon. Yeah.
It's really...
It's full tomorrow.
Shining down on us tonight. Yeah. But we're going to be surrounded by a lot of people tomorrow.
Yeah, but I guess I'm just saying it's quite... It's big.
It's big.
We got a big moon.
Oh, yeah. It's big. We're at 90%, 98% waxing. Yeah. But this, yeah, this is, I want to remember this moment.
And there's like a really dark skyline of the trees, and then the clouds beneath the moon are like...
Whispers?
But they're dense, but there's a lot of space between this like dense sort of river of clouds and where the moon is shining. So the moon can like... play its light on all of the contours of the clouds while the clouds still kind of retain this like depth of darkness as they move at this kind of
very slow
consistent this slow but very consistent pace from left to right. And the sturgeon,
there's another sturgeon.
We don't know if they're all sturgeon. It could be gar,
it could be the
mullet jump a lot, but they're tinier.
Okay,
so
yeah, I've seen the mullet jump.
They're really
and
sprightly.
And I saw gar up close, but I have not seen the sturgeon. Yeah. The moon is also shining down on the water and making it shimmer in this section a little bit far, and our boats are in profile.
Yep.
It's a good scene.
Good scene, guys.
All right.
Okay.
I think that's enough from us.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.